Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
You know if you never gonna see him again, baby. You better go for what you know. You better fuck for your life. So the next time when he walk off, you gotta, he gonna, damn, she got some good pussy. You know what I mean? What's up? It's the City Girls.
Am I supposed to be in this shot?
Yeah.
They're gonna dick you down. They ain't got nothing. They got some dick. I had enough with my life. Everybody lit, so I ain't gotta stay with no little dick.
That be them bitches that be preaching on Instagram. Yeah. Shut up.
By the time I'm done with him, he ain't gonna have nothing to give a bitch.
If I'm flying out to you, I'm gonna fuck you. Because I already know if I wanna fuck you off top.
Women already know who they gonna fuck, like for real, for real.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy Justin LaBoy, the king of toxic himself, the host of the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt. Today I got two very special guests. I mean, we all been waiting for it. I mean, they running shit. I mean, they the queens of toxic too. We got none other than the motherfucking City Girls.
Yes, Sirski.
Welcome to the fucking show, queens. Listen, thank y'all for coming. Y'all look amazing.
Thank you.
We gonna get straight into it though. You know, we ain't, you know what I'm saying? We don't play, we don't politic too much on the show. We wanna ask you a question, both of y'all. Define a city girl. What does it take to be a city girl? You know what I'm saying? How do you qualify to be that? Let's talk about it.
To be a city girl, you just gotta be on your shit. Cause a lot of bitches think being a city girl is a slut, bum ass bitch who just out here fucking, who can't find no nigga to love them. No, you gotta find you a nigga that treat you right, spin a bread, treat you like a queen.
Talk that shit.
And you still getting your motherfucking bag too. Ooh, now, that right. City girl shit, not getting drugged at home by your broke ass motherfucking me.
Oh, wow. Take a shot. Hey, yo, hold up. Take a shot to that. Please, let's take a shot to that, Josh. You heard that. She applying pressure on niggas early. All right, well, we're going to get into the next question. How can you tell if a nigga really got a bag? Because a lot of these niggas be capped. You know what I'm saying? They wear their homeboy jewelry. Drive their homeboy cars, got the resources from their homeboys from being outside, and niggas be fooling these women out here. That shit not cool. We not condoning broke niggas acting rich. So what is, you know, how you tell if a nigga really got a bag? What's the red flags if he a broke nigga capping?
I mean, I feel like these days it's hard to tell. Like, it's hard to separate them. Like, you really don't know.
Damn.
Like, I, dead ass, I don't know.
You won't know. You won't know if a nigga broke for real, so you start like living with them. So it's like it's tough. To, like honestly. So if you just seeing a nigga for a day to day, and these niggas be jet pooling, they be on other niggas' jets. They take their pictures.
Oh, talk about
the whole jet really is. They ain't taking a picture, so you don't ever know who shit, what, when, where. So you, you know, a lot of y'all ain't gonna ever really find out if these niggas are broke or not because y'all seeing them on a day to day. Like they putting their shit on. They probably get like $5,000 and get you a little quick bag, but you start asking every day and you get it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, y'all heard it here first. You don't know if a nigga really broke till you live with him and you with him every day. That's kind of tough though. Ladies got it hard. Like, you don't really know if a nigga broke or not till you live with him?
But once you found out he broke, he got to get the fuck out.
But what if he's grinding towards the greater goal, but he's 31 with a mixtape coming
come
out?
Back and get me.
31 with a mixtape.
He got to come back when
he
got to
come back and get me because I'm out.
Wow. That's a cold world out there. Y'all niggas better get y'all money together. Okay, cool. Y'all say if y'all were single when y'all was, what does someone have to do on the first date that qualified them for the second date? So in y'all situation, what type of pressure did a nigga apply to get that second date? You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about it.
I ain't gonna lie, I want the whole nine yards the first date. Like, bitch, take me shopping. Take me to the club. Give me some ones. And like, you've been on me forever. Shit.
Oh.
Impress me.
That's the first date? Yeah. So what a first date would you cost?
I don't know. It depends.
What's the most a nigga blew on the first date? Just to get to know you, respectfully.
Just to get to know me?
Yeah.
Niggas, like, these days, they like to send checks.
Hold on. Niggas sent the check to get to say hi?
Yeah, they be like, just come. Like, now that ain't really nothing. Like, niggas just doing it. Like, come see me.
Wow. So just give me a ballpark figure how much it took to get to know you. And you ain't even entertained, you just wanted to... Mm-hmm.
Well, when I first got my baby daddy, he took me to the furniture store, and my furniture at that time came with like $50,000 because I had like a little townhouse, swear to God.
Hold on. A nigga blew 50... Wow. Hold up. How about you? Let's talk about your first date.
What qualified him
for the second date?
He's still
a real one. Real rich nigga.
The first day I met my man.
Ooh, talk about it. Look at that smile. Y'all see that smile? Hey, yo, I know when the motherfucker happy and when they lying. That smile can't control itself.
Okay.
Talk that shit,
man. When I first met my man, I was still in a halfway house. So he came and see me. He came to Atlanta. I was still in a halfway house.
That's real love.
And he gave me, like, he had a bag full of money. And I had a little Chanel bag. And he was like, take as much as you can.
Not the baby Chanel.
And I only could fit $30,000 in it. I was so mad. He took me, like, to Louis Vuitton and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? Hold on. How you go to Louis, get $30,000, but eat Taco Bell? He's a real nigga.
You had to make it quick. Because I had to be back to the halfway house.
Oh, I forgot you got curfew in that.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to him. Listen, let's take a shot to that. Real niggas, when you get in the pursuit of queen, spend a bag, man. All that broke shit, that shit is not
cool. Play to win.
And it's not it. That's not what we doing. All right, listen, we're going to get to the next question. We coming straight to Young Miami with it. We not about to play around with this shit. Listen, queen, you tweeted, if you spend the majority of the money, you should be single. What should be covered once you in a relationship?
Everything. Mm. You can't ask me. Well, I just feel like, for real, like the rent, I feel like the most you could do is like a little light bill, maybe cable bill, maybe, but I feel like everything should be covered.
Okay, cool. Mm. And that brings me to my next question. Do you think women should spend money at all in their relationship once they meet a nigga?
Of course. Like, if you love your nigga so much, when you go to the mall, you're going to be like, let me get my man these. We can match. You know, like, I'm going to go get me a little Chanel shirt, maybe get him the sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that. Like, you know, I got to make sure my nigga
buy too. Women spoil niggas too?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I never dealt with that. I think all my women I've dealt with just fucked up. They in bad financial positions.
Yeah, sometimes you want to surprise
they
your
in bad
man
financial
too.
Positions. Ain't nothing wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to carry the load, but I'm going to come to you. How soon should a nigga start paying bills when you meet him?
When they feel like they really fuck with you.
Yeah.
Like, when they feel like they really fuck with you, right. Then that's when they start paying the bills. And I think that's when you really know when a nigga really start fucking with you.
Mm.
If they have it. Some niggas ain't got it, and some bitches still choose to deal with niggas who don't have it. Mm. But if a nigga got it, you know he got it. When he starts spending it on you, that's when you know, like, okay.
Right.
He fuck with me.
Right. So all the young women out there who's with a nigga who don't have it and he's not doing nothing and they just having sex and getting high all day, what would you tell them? What's some advice for them? Because there's a lot of young, beautiful women going through that shit. So pop your shit.
What I would like to tell y'all is stop motherfucking worrying about me.
Talk your shit.
That's it. If y'all living like that, don't worry about me. That's only the advice I can get y'all. Do y'all and let everybody do them. I ain't no judging ass bitch. If you want to fuck with a broke nigga who play the game all day, then
Shit, do
so
it.
But you can't be a city girl if you dealing with niggas
no,
like that.
No, you can't be no city girl. Like, you just out here posting your nigga all day. He don't do shit for you. You waiting on him to make it.
And he ain't gonna make it. Respectfully,
I ain't gonna say
though.
He ain't gonna make it. I'm gonna say that when he make it, he might leave you. So you need to try to get you like a little CP.
Respectfully, y'all, listen. That's the first segment. That's the intro to the City Girls on the Respectfully Justin Show, y'all. Respectfully. This is the segment. It's called Truth or Shot. If you don't want to tell the truth, you got to take a shot. If it's the truth and you want to speak your truth, we here. This is a safe place. But for us, we got some of y'all lyrics that we want to talk about. And you know, we got to speak about it. If it's the truth, maybe it might be the truth. It might be you just said it because it sounds good on the record. But God is watching, so we got to be honest at all times here. This shit's serious.
Okay.
Lyric. I see this pussy, pricey, these niggas like me. JT, you know
what? Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Coming to you. We're not about to play. So do women really put a price tag on pussy? But before you answer, I'm not saying no clown shit.
Nope.
It's just you got a certain standard, you know what I'm saying, and the level that you hold yourself to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's just, you know, there's a certain price tag before a nigga get to even get that intimate with you.
Pricey, this pussy pricey.
Yeah, hold up. Do we got the lyrics to that? Do we got that ready? Okay.
Well, I'm not gonna say my shit just at the grocery store on aisle 5. But I'm gonna say it's worth it.
Mm.
Like, it's real, real worth it. So, yes, like, I don't know.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
no.
I know how to take a shot.
Oh, you
nah,
told the truth.
Okay, I told the truth.
You spoke your truth. But hold up. Matter of fact, you gotta just take a shot anyway for the culture, because you ain't take one yet.
Oh.
You wanna take one? Just one.
Okay.
Cheers. Take a shot if you love yourself.
Cheers, cheers.
Ladies in the crowd, y'all can take a shot too. It's a lot of beautiful women back there.
I was doing good.
No.
Cheers, love. Take a shot if you love yourself. Listen. You know we started with JT, so you know where we going next. Your lyrics are different.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We not about to play. You pop your shit on every record. Mm. Keep a nigga on my side, and my main boo never trip, because this pussy good as shit. Yo, you shitting me, you shitheads? Did you niggas listen to that? DJ, can we hear that shit one time? All right. Have you ever? Oh shit! All right, cool. We're not even about to play. She took her shot respectfully. I feel like we can't leave her alone. We gotta take our shot with her. You know what I'm saying? Oh man.
Yeah,
truth or shot again. You know where we just left.
Okay.
So we coming right back to you. You ain't been ducking no fades yet this whole show. So you gotta keep it there.
I ain't ducking no action.
The lyric you said, you don't even know which one it's gonna be.
Oh,
you
my
done fucked so much shit. Cause
okay.
I'll take your nigga and keep mine too. Don't let that go over your head. What you mean, period? That's how y'all feel back there? Y'all ain't shit.
Oh, wait, what song that was? You play it.
Play the song, because she don't even, she got so many hits she don't remember. You and the rest of your crew, because I take your nigga and I keep mine too.
Okay.
Hey, yo, all the women in the crowd ain't shit.
Oh, yeah, I like that
Why
song.
Y'all love that one? They love that
so
song.
So how you answer that?
But listen, is it true that women are taking niggas and keeping theirs too? Have you been through that? Tell your, share your story. This is a safe place.
Like when I was younger, you know, back in my days, and I was like, you know, lit. I went out rusty. Yeah, like if a bitch come for me, I still be talking to my men and talk to her men.
You ain't shit. What's your sign?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Never mind. We're not even about to do that. We're not even about to do that. Okay, cool. The next lyric, I'm going to ask both of y'all.
Okay.
Rule one, never ever fall in love with some dick
that you meet
in the club. Oh, go ahead, say it. Talk your shit. Tiz, can we hear that record, please? Can we hear that, please, Tiz? Rule one, never ever ever fall in love with some dick that you meet up in the club. Hey, yo, y'all hear these lips? Like, what inspires y'all to talk about this real shit that y'all talk about? It's scary.
I mean, this shit go on every day.
Yeah, that shit real.
You do.
So,
a bitch
like,
see a nigga tonight and be fucking it right after the hood.
And he could be with his rich homeboy and be the broke homeboy.
See, that's the...
Talk about it. Because I seen a lot of poor niggas trick up something they had no business even knowing because they was in the club with the right nigga handing bottles out. All type of weird shit. You want to share a story about
y'all
this
stay
shit?
Safe out there, man. Shit, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I see it every day. I just be like, damn, I'm so glad I don't need that life. Because for real, you got to try to survive out here. And I'm so glad God bless me. I'm a rapper.
You're a rapper and you got a good nigga. But is it true that women should never fall in love with a man that they met in the club? Like, how does that work?
I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe you will meet the right men in a club. I think that you should try to figure it out. Sometimes the nigga you won't, you probably not seen him before, and you gonna bump into him in the club.
Right. That's a fact.
You know, it don't mean that you can't do what you want. I'm queen of do what you want.
Right. Nah, shout out to that. I'm gonna come to you.
Okay.
Is the club considered a date? So if I meet you and I invite you out, I might already pre-had that plan. Listen, meet me at the club. Is that considered a date? Could a man say, you know what? Our first date is at the club? Or does it have to be a dinner or something?
I'm wretched, so you can take me to the club. Just have me some lemon pepper wings, 1942, and some money.
That's a date. But even back in the day, that's been a date for you.
Yeah, like I like to have fun, so I like to go to the club.
Okay.
You know, eat my little wings, dance, chill.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of women out there saying the club ain't a date because you was already going. It's not very intimate. That's not considered something.
That be them bitches that be preaching on Instagram.
Yeah,
shut up.
Respectfully. How you feel about that? Is the club a date?
If my man take me to the parking lot that's a date, I'll be excited.
Oh, oh shit.
Just going with my nigga. I don't care where we go. So.
Spend that time.
Hey, yo, nah, shout out to that, because there's a lot of women who want, you know, specific dates, but, you know, quality time is quality time. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, just spending time together and being genuine with each other is a date. The next lyric we're going to get into, you got to let these niggas know what you need. House, cars, credit cards. Don't forget the fucking keys. Don't let that go over your head, stupid. Please don't. You know what I'm saying? Is it true a woman got to tell a nigga what she needs? Do you got to, you know what I'm saying? Or a real nigga supposed to know off the rip?
Oh, my God. See, I don't want to keep talking because it's going to seem like I'm bragging.
No, it's not. You being yourself. You're humble. You're speaking your truth.
I have a good man. Like, I didn't even know he was a good man. I was fucking with him for, like, almost 2 years before I found out he was a good man.
So you thought he wasn't shit before you found out he was a good man?
I don't even know him. I'm like, every day I be like, is that you? I be staring at him, like, because I remember. And I have a good man. Like, he bring me flowers. He remember the shit I say I want. Like, if I got my favorite food.
That's fire.
Can we take a shot to that? Because a lot of women never get to experience shit like that.
Yeah, he keep me fly. He go shopping for me more than he go shopping for himself. Like, he give me
What's his sign? Like, if the lady want to find a nigga like that, what's his sign?
He a Leo. Don't look at my man, dog.
Listen, I don't know much about Leos, but you know what I'm saying? You might want to get you a Leo.
You might want to get you a Leo. They might test you at first. But oh, you might want to get
hold on, Leo. Hold up. So for women out there who might meet a Leo, what does a test with a Leo look like? Like what, you know what I'm saying? Because they might be going through it. What's the test you went through to find that good man, that king?
He tried my patience.
Why you smile so much? Why you smile while you talk about him? You really love that man.
Yeah, but he tried my patience. Like he like Leos think they are very slick and they think they are very smart. But see, he ain't never met a bitch like me. I was on his ass. I was like, oh no, this is that, this and that. He was like, damn. I'm like, he ain't gonna do nothing. So I was like, okay, let me tell you something. We gonna make it official. If we ain't gonna make it official, we gonna cut each other off. We've been doing this long. He made it official.
So you ain't play with him at all?
No, after a while, you can't play with a Leo. You got to put your feet down. Either they going to do it or they not.
Wow, shout out to the Leo. What do you feel? Do you feel like a woman got to tell a man what he needs? Or he's supposed to apply pressure off
both.
The top?
Mix sometimes it cannot be enough for you. So sometimes you got to be like, hey, you got to step it up. Or, you know, I feel like it go both ways.
Right. Hey, yo, shout out to that, man. Mm-hmm. I love city girls because, like, they make niggas step their shit up. You know what I'm saying? If you fucked up right now, you got to motivate yourself to, you know, go get your money right. You know what I'm saying? She done met a good man. They both met good men. Dang. And they applied pressure. So if you out there, you want some, you go get it, but you apply pressure. Listen, spoil your queen. It's okay. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with that.
And if you're not on that, don't count another nigga pockets. Like, stop trying to patrol what another nigga doing for their bitch. That's not your bitch. You not fucking that bitch. That's not your bitch. Do you and let that nigga do him.
Yeah. Hold on. So women feel like what your nigga do for you that he gonna do for them. They out there. They out there. They got the game fucked up. Talk your shit.
I make sure I beg my nigga all day so a bitch won't get a quarter. By the time I'm done with him, he ain't gonna have nothing to give a bitch. So, I don't know. Don't come over here.
Wow, you heard it here first, y'all. You know we played Truth or Shot with the City Girls on a Respectfully Justin show on Revolt. Take a shot if you love yourself. We gonna always get into it and speak about the shit everybody else is afraid to speak of. We got two of the realists with us. They ain't ducking shit.
Let's talk about
they
it.
They not ducking shit. Let's talk respectfully. About it. So we gonna start up this shit. This is the first question, the demon time. Which one of y'all wanna start off? I feel like you've been a little shy.
I feel like y'all been skipping over. Yeah. She been answering, but I feel like I've been going first. Go.
Yeah, nah, you been. Listen, we gonna come to you, queen. What do you do when you finally get to the sex stage and you finally realize he isn't packing the way you thought he was? Listen. Shit happens. He love you. He a good nigga. He really fuck with you.
He blowing the bag. He doing
listen, he just
that.
Got the shrimp. That she blowing the bag. Good nigga. Loyal. Shit just not where it need to be sexually.
What I'm gonna
do? Do not lie. God is watching.
Like, it's the first day?
No. Y'all been vibing. He treating you like a queen. Spoiling. He might have put you on them jets you talk about. And you find out he had the shrimp at the end.
I'm a cheat.
I'm a cheat.
Cause
but,
I, like,
but you're going to lock in with him, but still just cheat on him because he ain't doing what you need
to
do.
Yeah, from time to time.
Time to time.
I don't make that. It's nothing wrong. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Oh, my God. Aquarius done ruined me. That's why I am the way I am today. But that's another story for another day. What about you? You meet him, vibe.
I say, if this nigga look good to you, he lit. I say, spill it on the first date.
You ain't gonna hold on, what you mean, spill it?
Touch it. Do whatever you want. Queen, do whatever you want. So you ain't even got to go that far because I can't stay with no man with no little dick. I'm so sorry. I just
oh, my God. That's not right.
I'm at a level in my life, everybody lit. So I ain't got to stay with no little dick.
She's different. Y'all heard it? Yeah, you toxic. What made you this way? When did this start? When did you realize you was really like this? No, I'm serious. Like, you ain't just, like, you was born this way.
No, you just gotta know, like, for real, that little dick shit is sad. Like, that shit is sad. Like, dog, like, yeah. I feel bad for grown-ass men with little dick.
Nah,
like,
yeah,
nobody
nah.
ain't putting up trust. Yeah, shit,
yeah, hey, yo, they deserve a disability check.
Yeah.
That's off the camera. That's off the record. Okay. JT, you know we coming to you.
Oh, my God.
And the song you said, Block Your Number, Make You Miss Me. What does it take for you to block a nigga? What's the pettiest shit a nigga did to get blocked?
breathing wrong.
Oh, huh? No.
You breathe wrong, I'm gonna block your number.
Breathe wrong?
But I'm so toxic, we're gonna be in the bed cuddling the same night.
Is he still blocked though?
He'll
still
be blocked. He'll be yelling like, unblock me. Like,
what does it take for a man to get unblocked after you block him? Look at her smile when she... You love blocking niggas, I can see.
Yes, I just blocked you because, like, you probably just made me mad, but I'm going to unblock you in probably, like, 2 days. The same day depends. I don't know.
Yeah, blocking, unblocking on the same day, that's different. What about you?
I ain't blocking that nigga.
You don't block nobody?
Probably, like... 5 seconds, because they don't even know what you're doing. Nigga, I ain't gonna block you because what you doing?
Right.
And I'm like, I'm an Aquarius, so you know, I just know how to like ignore a bitch. You won't even know. Like, I'm gonna just sit there and be so quiet. You go and be like, bitch, what's wrong with you?
Oh, okay. but now I'm gonna ask y'all a real nigga question.
Okay.
Right. Y'all got them verified pages. Da 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 da. Do you have a fake business page or a sneaky page where you go stalk your nigga from when you don't want to be in the views every time?
Me
don't lie, God is watching.
Me and my homegirls got one.
Yeah, we share one.
Y'all share one? Oh, okay, listen. We got us. We have to find that page.
We know exactly what's going on. We see the bitch's name, the everything. We're like, oh, it's the page. Oh, he must be fucking with her now.
You can't find our page. Our page, too. It's like,
is it a nail page, a hair page?
No. It's this. Don't worry about it. Just know we on your ass. We be on y'all ass. Y'all ain't gonna see us in y'all views, but we see y'all.
Respectfully.
But what makes y'all start searching that particular page? Is it she's in every comment, every like,
the follow
at the end of the night? What makes
with
you
me
say?
I gotta with me, like, I have to physically like see something. I ain't really like petty like that about no comment, no like, because if it's that serious, I could just ask him. But if it's like I'm trying to find my clues, oh, I'm on your ass. Bitch, so, I don't got no shame.
Oh man, so you searched the location of the spot he was hosting type shit?
No, he don't host. But the like, I'ma look at the backgrounds, I'ma zoom in. If me and him on FaceTime, I'ma screenshot where he at every time. Then I'ma look. Cause then that bitch calls me like in the like.
Yo, you different.
And I go right back to my screenshot. I'm like, oh, your walls is blue, nigga. Them walls is blue.
Wow.
So that's how that go. You gotta be on these niggas and bitches' ass. Don't have no shame, because everybody these days act like they so perfect, bitch. When you into a nigga, you on their ass, you on. That's the truth. Like,
wow.
The world I got so fake perfect, but these bitches is lying.
You admit you a stalker a little bit.
Yes, stalk your ass down.
What about you, though?
Them days is over, though. Them days is far gone.
Nah, you just said if you was on the phone with your man, you got a man. Don't them shits is not far gone. They still here.
He been my man for almost 2 years, but we just got official.
Hold up. How long does it take for a nigga to deal with you before it's official, though? Is there a time limit?
It ain't no time limit. I guess it gets to the stage, like, everybody, I want women to know that when you talking to a man, that don't mean y'all in a relationship. If y'all don't make an agreement that y'all are in a relationship, y'all are not in a relationship. Some people sit and think that they're in a relationship with men.
Yeah.
You're delusional.
He said delusional.
Oh my God, me, I'm delusional.
And what's your song again?
If we talk, text, nigga, you entertaining me, we go together. Respectfully.
Oh my God. No, you toxic.
You can't just, you can't decide that. I don't want a nigga doing that to me. That's aggravating. Like, I don't want no nigga who I don't fuck with like that thinking that because we talk, we in a relationship. No, we're just talking. So it was just like timing and placing things. We had to clean up.
So you patient. Nigga, it might be the first day y'all go together.
I think you supposed to say that, be like, I don't know if it was you, but it was on Twitter. Like, an hour later, I love you.
Damn, that's definitely me. What's your sign? Who fall in love that quick? Because I'm a Scorpio. I fall in love with rip. There's something wrong with me. And I get my heart broken. I'm not for that shit.
Scorpios is just trying to be manipulators and things.
Oh, my. Why you going to slander every sign? The Leo, the Scorpio.
No, men, period. You could be a motherfucker.
So all niggas ain't shit is what you're saying?
I mean, y'all got to learn. Y'all got to. They shit for who they want to be shit for.
Don't let that go over
your head. Don't let that go over your head.
That was all.
You could be a piece of shit, but her piece of shit. She love it. All right, cool. We're going to get into the next question. Y'all made a song saying broke niggas don't deserve no pussy. right? Why don't broke niggas deserve pussy? Like, what's wrong with that? Like, he's supposed to be celibate and never have sex because he's broke? Like, that's not fair. How you feel? I'm coming to you first.
Man. Broke niggas got the best dick.
Right, so why they don't deserve no pussy?
Because it's like, yo, dick too good, get away from me. Move, go, like you need some money.
So them homeless niggas, they get
they
right.
They gonna dick you down. They ain't got nothing, they got some dick. One thing about it, two things for sure, I was young and I had some broke niggas before.
Right, yeah. So the rich nigga dick don't hit the same, is what you're saying?
Huh.
You might gotta take a shot to that. Cause you're not gonna duck no cause you gotta take a shot.
Alright.
Please, shot. One more shot. We gotta pull her up a shot. You don't duck no questions. You different. What's you cold. Why don't broke niggas deserve pussy? Speak your piece.
Because I mean, to me, broke niggas just don't deserve no pussy because I feel like broke niggas always mad any motherfucking ways. They mad at life. They mad they shit ain't going how it's supposed to go. They always got an attitude. So I don't want no nigga who ain't got no money and a motherfucking attitude fucking on me, putting them negative ass spirits in his body.
Negative spirits is crazy.
You're like, broke. You're mad all the time. You just cunt. Like, you trying to tell me how I need to be living. What's ain't serious, but...
Fuck all of that.
Fuck all of that. Like, go on, get your money up and call me.
We're going to get right into the next question. These are all y'all lyrics. Y'all got some of the most toxic lyrics in the history of
that's
music.
That's a lie.
Who more toxic than y'all? I never heard it before.
You.
I ain't got no records yet. I got the most toxic mind, but not the lyrics. Y'all said bitch trying to get flued out for the weekend. Listen, a lot of women get flown out. They getting flown out. I mean, like... Is there a specific airline or seat?
What's poppin', guys? It's JG here from Blowin' Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to the Blowin' Smoke podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of the biggest names in your favorite industries. And all that brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
On the plane... On a flyout, because if a nigga puts you in seat 37C by the back bathroom, that's not a flyout.
Nah.
Spirit Airlines, not a flyout. Frontier, not a flyout.
Man, so a plane, not a flyout, bro? You got there.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on, you got there. A plane is a plane.
Just make sure it's a round trip, because bitches be getting stuck.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's
hold
a round
on,
trip.
Hold on, that happens.
Yeah. I see people on Instagram all the time getting stuck somewhere.
Getting stuck is
I don't want to be on the... I ain't letting nobody play. Fine, you know, well, one way, no.
Man, give me a motherfucking round trip.
Round trip. Any airline, though?
Round
Delta.
Trip.
Delta. First class. Or Greedo. Comfort. What?
Delta
Greedo.
First class, baby.
Or
JetBlue. JetBlue, they got
that
good
mint.
First class.
Oh, yeah, that might be fake flying. Don't let that go over your head. But listen, if a man flies you out, do you have to give him some pussy? Or is that got to be spoken about before that?
I'm going to speak for me.
Talk your shit.
I'm not flying out to no nigga. If I'm flying out to you, I'm fucking you. Because I already know if I want to fuck you off top. So if I'm not finna fuck you, I'm not coming.
Wow, respectfully.
I'm grown.
You grown. What you gotta say, queen?
I don't know. If like you fly me out. Nah, I probably won't fuck you though. I ain't gonna lie. Like it when you get there, you probably wanna know the vibe.
Yeah.
Especially if you never, like, really met them. You just want to know the vibe. Everybody.
Okay, cool.
But some niggas got so much swag, you want to fuck them off real.
Like once you touch down?
Like, no, once you see them and feel their energy, like, it just be like, all right, I know I'm for the fuck him. women already know who they going to fuck, like, for real, for real.
Oh, okay. Like, how soon, though? First 5 minutes, 10 minutes after you meet them?
No. Man, if she lets you fuck the first day, that means she already wanted to fuck you.
Okay. So it got nothing to do with the nigga. She decided
that. You don't think so? I think so. That's how I think. If I don't let you fuck the first day, I really don't want to. Okay.
Hold on. Listen, that's going into my next question.
Wait.
Yo, y'all different. What's wrong with y'all? I love y'all. I love it here. Listen, can you fuck on a first night and still be wifey material? How do you feel? Because a lot of women out there going through that, they feel if they fuck too soon, a nigga might play with them.
First, you know what I'm saying? I still get respect. Yeah. You gotta fuck for your life.
You gotta fuck for your life?
You gotta fuck for your life. You gotta make it a night to remember.
That's an interview.
That's a, you better do your best. Yeah. You never know if you're gonna see that nigga again. You don't know if you never gonna see him again, baby. You better go for what you know. You better fuck for your life. So the next time when he walk off, he go, damn, she got some good pussy. You know what it is. Now, if you know your pussy ain't hitting on nothing, don't go in fucking the first night. Let a nigga get to know you.
Yeah.
Let a nigga get to know you. Show up your personality if your pussy ain't good. If your pussy good, you can just jump out there.
But do you believe women know they pussy not good? Or do everybody? Because, like, women is quick to believe all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Or not believe shit.
I feel like you know. You know if you're
how you know?
Because your nigga always cheat.
Wow.
I also feel like good pussy has a lot to do with men, too. Mm.
Yeah. You gotta take it there to make sure you get to that point.
Yeah, so sometimes you probably... Sometimes your pussy ain't garbage. Sometimes he garbage. And sometimes it just be like, it don't get how I need to get. But
So... Dry pussy is on a nigga. He ain't make it wet enough. It's his problem. He couldn't get you there.
It's a mix of both, I feel that.
Talk your shit. How you feel, King?
Nah, it's about that.
No, you been quiet.
You gotta talk your shit.
I feel it's a mix of both. We both gotta make each other.
You ever had some dry box and you took accountability for it? Gangster though, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might have your man out right away. It might have been too gangster.
I put on, you know, I take my time. So, you know, I marinate, and then when I catch it the right way.
Heavy on the marination, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, women don't believe a lot, but they quick to believe any nigga who say they pussy good. I don't understand that shit. This segment of the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt is called Ladies Time. On this show, we give women a voice. We empower women here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all voice is always the most powerful. We listen to y'all. The shit y'all want to talk about, we gonna always listen to. The questions y'all wanna ask, y'all get to ask them. This is a safe place, respectfully. We gonna start with the queen right here to my right, and we gonna work our way around the room. They got some questions for the city girls. Make sure they good. Get your shit out, talk your shit. Let's get it.
All right, so for the aspiring city girls, how do you secure a nigga with a bag? What do we gotta do?
Let's talk about it.
Just feel like always be yourself. I feel like sometimes people be, you know, when you get around a certain type of men, you try to just be something you're not because you're just trying to be so perfect. I feel like it's all about you. So just be yourself. Like, and if a nigga gonna fall in line, they gonna fall in line.
Fall in line? Not the fall in line. That's different. What you gotta say, JT?
How to secure a nigga with a bag. Think outside the box. Outside the box. Don't think, like, don't try to follow the way. Just think outside the box. Go get you your own little vibe.
Do you feel like you got to do something to keep him there?
Kegels.
Kegels?
you heard it here.
Kegels. Oh, my God.
Heavy on the Kegels. Uh-oh. You look good.
Okay.
Nice to meet you, Queen.
Shit. All right, my question is, how many times you got to fuck with a nigga before he's off limits to everybody in your friend group?
Wait, what? I'm confused. Oh.
So is it one time and he's off limits?
Off limits? He off limits.
Even if it's a, like, one night stand.
What? See, now you got to fight. Because what you even think about now, you got to fight.
Like, that's not cool. Where you from?
San Diego.
Oh, yeah. That's some California shit.
That's some California shit?
I ain't saying your best friend.
He's just saying any bitch in my motherfucking car, in my face, in my presence, breathe my air. Bitch, if you even say hi, don't look at no nigga I fuck with. Period.
No, but you not fuck with. You fucked them one time.
I don't give a damn. It don't, especially if I don't fuck them. Like, huh? That's weird. I don't even like thinking like that around me.
Nah, I feel that.
She said we gotta fight. That.
It's different. Energy.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Sweet.
Okay, so.
Hey, yo, we got the most beautiful woman in the world on this show.
Justin,
don't let
everybody in Justin, want everybody in the audience, please.
I don't. Right. That Justin.
Oh my God, y'all are so niggas. Go ahead.
All right, so why would y'all hold a man down?
New Orleans.
I said, why? Like, why would you hold him down? Like, what would make you want to hold him down? Like, don't let nobody look at this. Don't touch this. This is. Why?
The way he hold me down.
The way he hold you down?
Yeah, like, if he holding me down, I'm holding him back down. If I know, like, we got to understand it, we got to bond, I'm going to hold you down.
So, like, security? What security?
Just knowing that if something go wrong, I could call that nigga. If, like, if he can, he will. He ain't, when you call and ask, he ain't saying, damn, that's crazy. You know, that's like, little crazy. Shit like that. Nigga up in a damn, that's crazy.
That happened like that?
That's crazy.
If a nigga that's damn, wild. That's crazy. If a nigga damn, that's crazy, you baby, find you another king.
Damn.
Hey.
Hi.
Whoa, okay, shit. So my question is, you know, I know you said earlier we live in a fake, perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give to a woman, you know, she want to sleep with a guy, should she play the good girl role, or should she just, you know, just be upfront about it?
Oh, you want to sleep with him? If you want to sleep with him, then that's what you want to do. That's your body. Nobody right. owns your body. Like, social media got people thinking that they are on a contract with these bitches we don't even sleep with. So if you want to sleep with that nigga, bust your nut. They ain't in your bedroom at night. They got clothes, baby.
Period.
Wow. Hey, yo, on this show, we always give the women a voice. I got one last question because this shit been on my mind personally. If you out on a date and you consistently with a nigga and his phone, the screen is always facing down while y'all out, is that a red flag? That nigga cheating, he got other bitches, or he just might want to, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to distract y'all, you know what I'm saying? And he might want to just curve
everybody. My phone always down, so no.
That's scary, though.
Yes, sir. Your phone always down.
That's scary.
Why the phone can't? I don't understand why people phone. I mean,
the nigga put a screen down like this every time y'all out.
I don't even pay attention.
Damn,
to
that. Just leave it up, yeah. No.
You got to leave your phone up. Down.
You got to leave your phone?
Yeah.
I love my phone. My phone always in my game.
I feel too sneaky when your phone down.
Like. Yeah, no, that's different.
Real?
Sneaky vibe.
Why you feel like that?
Because, like, why are you putting it face down? The phone.
Why I got to put it face up?
Because that's how the phone
it might something might fall and break the screen.
When you by yourself, the screen always up.
Who said that?
The phone always up when you by yourself.
No, he said your phone go face up. Who said that?
Apple, I think.
Steve. No, you made that rule. No, phone go face down, like, you know.
Okay, cool. So do y'all go through phones at all? Do you got your nigga's password? Should a nigga have your password?
If I see you putting your password and you go to sleep, I'm in that bitch.
Man.
If you find somebody, you fight him while he's sleeping.
What you gonna do when he's sleeping?
What I do is, I'm going to get the phone because I need to go through it. Like, I need to really go through it.
When you go through the text, you put the keyword
in
search.
You dead sleep.
Oh, my God. That happened to me. I think
in my mama's house. When I wake up, fuck nigga, get out my house. Bitch, you trash. Because I need to go through it, like, peacefully. Like,
So you leave a crib with the phone?
Oh, my.
Hey, yo, Jones, I got to tell a story. Yo, one time Shorty took my phone, knew my password, went in the bathroom.
Oh my God.
Locked the door.
I ran through that motherfucker. Ran through the fucking bathroom, went crazy.
Oh my God. Mm-mm.
Listen, man, I still blame her for going through my phone. Now, yeah, I can't trust you for not minding your business.
Now, honestly, I can say, even if it's not nothing in my phone, don't touch my phone, it's my phone.
But you go through his phone, but he can't touch your phone.
No, because me and my friends, like, my friend's business in my phone.
Yes,
don't do that.
But I feel like that's when we just looking for stuff. Like, when I'm just with my nigga every day, we vibing, he treating me good, I'm not trying to go through your phone. Like, I'm not even trying to look for no problems. If a problem, a bitch gonna have to bring it to my front door. Because I'm not looking for no problems to fuck up my own happiness. If I'm happy, I'm good.
Right.
I'm not looking through your phone. It's But if you acting flaky, then I'm going through your phone because I want to see what's up.
Right. So there's a respectfully way to cheat. Treat her right. And she gonna go through that phone. That's what I heard. I heard that shit.
No.
Y'all heard that too?
Just don't don't go through each other's phone. If y'all could go, I mean, it's nothing. Like, yeah. That's your phone. I don't want nobody going through my phone. You can. I give my nigga, my phone be in his pocket.
You a lie. He right here.
He's really right there.
You got the password, King? I don't think he got the password.
Well, I got the password to his phone. Mm. And one of them don't got a code. And I be having them bitches in my purse, in my pocket.
That's a, that's a business line.
Don't text them, don't call them, don't do nothing, because I got them phones and I see everything.
Wow. Shouldn't we, should have. Hey, yo, let's take a shot of this DeLeon before we wrap up this show, man. You know, we got to always toast with the best tequila in the motherfucking world.
Oh, shit.
And it's black on.
Yeah, black I ain't got nothing in there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, the big homie. Hey, yo, we got to stand up to toast to the big homie.
Nah, I'm going to tell y'all like this. Don't nothing get me outside but the city girls.
Oh, and you got that love chain. It's nothing but love. It's a love era.
It's a beautiful time in life. Right. It's the love era, so I just came to spread some love. But I wanted to give this toast. I wanted to come and just tell y'all. We started at Revolt, which is one of the only black-owned media companies that's out there. We started with a purpose, you know what I'm saying, to give ourselves a voice as a culture. So we started with the Breakfast Club, then we went to Drink Champs, and then we went to State of the Culture. And now, the show that has broken all the records for Revolt is my son's show, the executive producer and Respect for Justice Show.
Congratulations.
Hey, yo, Joe, number one show in the history of Revolt.
Yes, sir, sweet.
The biggest show. It's to the city girls.
Cheers.
City girls.
Cheers, queen. Cheers. Cheers, queen to all the queens. Wrapping up the Respectfully Justin Show on Revolt, the new Revolt, the biggest Revolt with the city girls, the EP, Justin Combs, the youngest, flyest nigga in this shit. You know what I'm saying? If you on YouTube, you on Instagram, you on Twitter, tweet me. We show love. But, you know, we ended the show talking about phones and phones being down and all that. Listen, I'm going to be real with you. That phone down, that motherfucker cheating. They got something. We ain't about to lie. You sneaky. You got shit going on.
That's,
you know what I'm
not sneaky. For real, that's not
that
sneaky.
Is,
that
is sneaky.
No, it's not.
Yeah, thank y'all for tuning in, y'all. The Respectfully Justice Show on Revolt, the new Revolt. Shout out to the city girls. Make sure y'all tune in, man. It's the biggest show in the motherfucking world. Respectfully, thank y'all for coming, queens. Can I get that period? Yes, sir.
Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.